Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to shine the spotlight on an issue dear to Pope Benedict's heart, the environment, an issue he touched on precisely in his address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See on Monday, during which he highlighted in particular the need to safeguard creation. And if you recall, it's this issue that provided the theme for his recent World Day of Peace message. And so on to our reflection on the environment. It's by someone I met at the recent Synod for Africa, which focused on reconciliation, justice and peace. He's Comboni Father Paulino Mondo, a theologian from the Kenyan Bishops' Conference. Be sure to stay tuned.
The environment in Africa certainly is dilapidated. The reason is that somebody in this world who is our brother and sister is a bit selfish. For example, people need the water of the Nile to make sure that Sudan, Egypt, and even the Mediterranean Sea get life. But they don't remember that to cook, the people in the greater Africa, if they use the gas, they would save the forest, even the river would be more bigger with more volumes of water. But they don't think about that. They only bring soldiers to guard the source of the Nile, that the turbines are not opened more than they want. So this nature, also when you go like to places like Cameroon, Ivory Coast, you go down to Namibia, people are busy digging diamonds. Whenever I am walking in Europe, I see people having diamonds on their ears. Some are fixed in the nose, diamonds. Others have them decorations in their own houses. But what have they left down there? Only pits full of water infested by mosquitoes. But what I know, that slowly by slowly, the world will change, and it will change in favor of nature. So where you think that you put a hole, a tree will grow once again. Where you think that the charcoal was cut and everything devastated, nature will take over itself. What we need to do is that we don't wait for nature to destroy us. We have to agree with it so that we can remain friendly to each other, because nature and man are all properties of God. Nature and man are all people who are living by lease in what God has created. But if the human person, especially in Africa, goes contrary to what God wants, then slowly will be eliminated. I understand that in the time of the dinosaurs, the world was even far much better. But in those millions of years, men and women did not behave well. So what happened? Mother Earth swallowed them, all of them, even the dinosaurs. But later it brought me and you up. Here we are, we can drive cars. So we need to respect nature, even in Africa. But you have to remember that also there is 1/3 of Africa not yet discovered by anybody. It is still there intact. There are the Congo forests. Inside there, there are trees which are old 500 years. We still have points of our own rivers where hippos, lions, and elephants still go to drink. Nobody has reached there. We still have top of hills and mountains that are locked. Nobody can climb them. Those will shout and say, Africa, rise and stand once again. So nature will not be defeated by our own evil and egoism.
If I were one of your parishioners and I asked you, Father, where can I go to read in the Ancient Testament or in the New Testament about how I should deal with the environment, where would you send me?
I will take you to the first three chapters of the book of Genesis, where it is clearly explained that God is the source and the owner of everything, and whatever He created is good. And to show the signs of goodness, there is the expression of the Garden of Eden, where there was even something to eat. The only worker that was there was to go and gather the food. And that is a clear example and respect of nature. I will take you to chapter 22 of the book of Revelation, where the river of life passes amidst the forest, and all the trees of all kinds which grow on the sides, they give food, their leaves are curative, and anything near there is living a healthy life. Those are quickly the points I can point out to you. But I am not leaving out the parts where Jesus will go to the lake side and tell his disciples, did you catch anything? That is in Mark chapter 5. They say, no, go and throw your nets again in the deep of nature, and you will come out with fish. And they bring 153, a lot of fish. So there is a lot of nature within the scriptures.
And my thanks there to Comboni Father Paulino Mondo, currently a theologian at the Kenyan Bishops' Conference. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.